Well, a big announcement yesterday by the governor of Maryland down in Ocean City. He says, look, starting next year, school is not going to start until after Labor Day, and it's going to end by June 15th. That was well-received in Ocean City. How was it received in school boards around the state of Maryland? Well, joining us now on the line to give us his perspective is Michael Durso, president of the Montgomery County Public School Board of Education. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so the governor says Labor Day is when it's going to start, and it's going to end by June 15th. The folks down in Ocean City really seemed to like that. What was your reaction?
Well, as you probably know, in the entire state of Maryland, Worcester County, which is the home of Ocean City, is the only school district that currently starts after Labor Day. About half of us started this week, as we did in Montgomery County on Monday the 29th, and about the other half started actually last week. When the governor mentioned this, and I think at least as a surprise to some, was also the end date. So we're now squeezing in the calendar. For us, for example, if that was happening this year, we would have the 5 days of this week. We're currently in day four. And then if we ended on the 15th, our current end for this year would take another 6 days. I really don't know where we would make up those 11 days within that current time frame. We have negotiated days with our employee associations. Snow is always a wild card in the winter, with snow makeup days frequently being added on to the end. So I think I understand the governor's position. I don't know if there was any local input from other school systems. I don't think we were contacted, and I think it's really going to be problematic.
So here's what I'm not understanding, though, because Comptroller Peter Franco, a Democrat who was standing alongside Governor Hogan and was very much behind this move as well, he was with us earlier in the program, and he said, you know, all these extra days that many of these school districts, like you just laid out here, sir, all these extra days that it's going to take to fill in the school year, that's only because there are so many days off in the school year right now. And he says, according to polls, parents right now believe that there are way too many of these days off. Why can't you pull back on some of those?
Well, in all honesty, we may have no choice. I think at some point the legislators in Annapolis might weigh in on this. But
well, I mean, let me just give a concrete example instead of speaking esoterically here. Montgomery County started this week. Then you're going to have Monday off for Labor Day. So that's a four-day week. And then the very next Monday after that, you're going to have a day off for administrative purposes. Well, what is that about? Why do you have to have a day off 2 weeks into the school calendar where you've only had one full week anyway? You've only had 9 days of school, and you get a day off for administrative purposes?
Understood. And so let's, for the sake of discussion, let's take that a little further. So we'll scratch that day. So now we have 10 left to find to make a difference.
Well, let me just make some suggestions. October 3rd, no school. November 7th and 8th, no school. Early release on November 10th and 11th. I mean, I look at the calendar. I have a student in Montgomery County Schools. And by the way, I think you do a fine job of educating my kid. But I do hear all of these stories. Teacher wasn't in class today. Administrative day, a special training for the teachers. Why can't we start cutting back on that stuff and actually make the teachers stay in the classroom and teach the kids?
Well, the flip side of that argument is that education, unlike any other entity, has minimal time for training of staff. And to just expect teachers to go from day one to day 180 without any other involvement in being able to work and improve, I think is kind of unrealistic. Those days can and should be, and obviously now will be looked at. But I have to tell you, I really think the governor, Mr. Franco, and Mr. Franco has been adamant about this Labor Day situation for a long time. I just don't think it's as well thought out as maybe they have led the public to believe.
How is it that Worcester County has been able to do this? And according to Mr. Franchot, I've not checked his data, but according to him, the Worcester County School District is ranked top in the state, and they've had this schedule.
I can't speak for Worcester County, but if it's such a good idea, why would the other 23 jurisdictions not be doing that? I mean, we're kind of comparing apples and oranges, and I think every local jurisdiction has some special considerations. Take the other end of the county, Garrett County, which has considerable snow each year. For them to start after Labor Day, you know, they could end up finishing in July, and I don't think anybody wants that.
Will you be protesting this in Annapolis? Are you going to be making a pilgrimage up there and as soon as the session is back in January and trying to fight against this?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some discussions with our legislators. Keep in mind we're not even 24 hours from this announcement by the governor. So,
well, you know what? We're the media. We want action. We want action right now.
No, understand.
I'm teasing you.
And so do we. I just think it's a larger issue beyond Labor Day and June 15th in terms of, the local systems really have the authority and really who knows best for how to deal with their students and their communities.
Gotcha. Sadly, we have to leave it there, but we do appreciate you joining us. Michael Dorso, the president of the School Board of Montgomery County.